You're good.
How did you assess that attitude?
It was good. It didn't have the velo today, but, you know, still commanded pitches and pitched to a good game plan. So, Austin and I worked great today. So, you know, it really kept us in the ball game and, you know, just how baseball goes sometimes.
What about just your ability to be able to kind of pitch through traffic and be able to, I know obviously you don't want to be in those situations, but to be able to get out of those pretty consistently.
I think experience has a lot to do with that. Being in it a few times and understanding, you know, being okay with letting one run score, you know, first and second, you know, we get a ground ball, turn a double play, okay, now we're trying to get that third out, you know, trying to simplify it and not try to stress myself out a little too much. And I think I learned a lot last year just in certain situations, pitching with guys on base. And that experience had a lot to do with it. But I think executing pitches today was the biggest part, is making good fastballs and good changeups, good sliders, quite a few good curveballs too.
When you do have runners in scoring position, you mentioned trying not to stress out in those scenarios. Do you think you've improved over the course of the season so far?
Last year I learned a lot in terms of pitching with runners on base at this level, because I mean anyone in this lineup and any lineup is going to be able to, you know, create some damage, and so, you know, you got to take your outs with what you got. And so I think I'm just a lot more relaxed than I was last year in terms of just being in jams and trying to pitch out of it, trying to think through it and trusting my stuff, trusting my abilities, working sequences, working different counts. I'm having a lot of fun in the games. I've slowed the game a little bit for myself, and I think last year has a lot to do with it in terms of that success. So, the biggest thing was, you know, I kept us in it, and that's all I can ask for in terms of a start today. So,
and we can all kind of attest that you're naturally a relaxed, fun guy. So when you are stressed, does that even show on you? Do you think?
I try not to let it show. There's probably times where you can see it, but for the most part, I'm pretty calm and collected, and try not to show emotion. If we get some big outs, I'll let out a let's go. And at the end of the day, you know, we had little leaguers on the field today, so I wanted to set an example. So I had a couple frustrating moments on my end, but I just, you know, wanted to show those kids that, you know, you're going to have bumps and bruises. You got to be able to work through it and keep a level head.
After your last outing, you talked about still kind of learning when to pitch in and outside of the zone and how to pitch effectively outside of the zone. Has that sort of maybe in the last few starts, or just with some of the pitch count maybe has been a little higher than what we were seeing last year, but the results have overall been pretty good. Is that a reflection of that? Maybe not being as aggressive in the strike zone, but still.
I had a four-pitch walk today, I think, to Straw, and that was very uncompetitive. So I'm kicking myself for that. And that's the thing is, you know, you got to be able to pitch in the zone to be able to pitch out of the zone. So I know I pitch well in the zone. That's not an issue. So now, expanding on the corners and down over the plate is giving me some good results so far. So, you know, that's all I can ask for, and I just got to keep improving on it. I'm not where I want to be with it. And so I know that there's plenty of room to grow, and so today's a good, you know, it's a good team. They're hitting the ball well. They make good contact, and to get through six innings, and with my pitch count getting up there pretty quick early, was a pretty good day.
How did you guys want to go against Gutierrez, who faced the leader in the area? Quick, you kind of went right after him. Was that the fastball?
Bases loaded. One out, you know, as much as I want to get a ground ball, he's looking to hit a fly ball. So I'm trying to minimize that damage as much as possible. And I'm not going to give him anything good to hit. So I'm going to make him swing at pitches that are a little uncomfortable for him. And we got a weak fly ball, and we're able to get Miller right after him. So, I mean, that was just a good sequence, Austin was calling a great game today, and our defense was incredible. So, they're always ready behind me, and I appreciate them. And I'm kicking myself for not being able to cover first base in that inning too. So, I need to work on some PFPs, I think, this week.
Just through this first month, what do you thought just the overall pitching staff's performance this first month of the season?
It's great. I mean, the confidence is key with our pitching staff, and the A's have always pitched well. Our relievers, even though, we got a young team, everyone's ready. Everyone knows their role. Everyone's just doing their job, and that's all you can ask is, we're going to have games where we're not feeling our best, but that's baseball, and so far so good, and all we can do is just keep building on the success that we've had already.
Cool. Thanks.